Blog Talk Radio. Welcome to a little bit late, as I can say, edition of Video Gamers Unleashed. Well, we're probably going to do this for like an half an hour, because I know there's some, I know Robert got to say, and something that I got to say from the game thing that they had in Southridge Mall today. Like, the games they had, of course, the games that's currently out now, and like, there's a few maybe unreleased games. And I think that one of the games that I think I'm going to be most anticipated to see and get will be Dragon Ball Z, the Battle of the Z, which is kind of the same thing. It's just going back from the beginning all the way through to, you know, where it ends. Yeah. And the gameplay is a little bit different than the original ones, but it's not bad either. It's not a bad gameplay. But the graphics is just so, so awesome. Should have got one of those Super Saiyan hats. Yeah, it was free, so I don't know.
Why didn't you?
I wasn't thinking. I don't know.
Dude.
I don't know. What else? The Smurfs 2, which is out now, is actually not bad of a game. I think Hazel will probably like that. What else? Of course, the upcoming NBA 2K14. Good. This is good. This is the same as, you know, the other ones, just better graphics. I'm trying to think what other games. Pac-Man and the Ghostly Adventures. That's actually a pretty good game. Because it's different than, you know, any other Pac-Man. So it's not like you get the, like the original Pac-Man. It's just like all updated. Just say, I'm trying to think of that one Pac-Man game for PlayStation 2. It was out, oh, like a long time ago. Pac-Man World. Some of the gameplay like that. So that's pretty cool.
Call Duty Ghost.
Oh, yeah. That'll be out in a few months.
I'm getting it.
Of course you are.
You thought it was it.
I know.
It's a lady birthday present.
Yeah, that's true. But I think you wanted to say something about the review of Grand Theft Auto.
According to Yahoo News, Grand Theft Auto 5 is so realistic, they're saying it's boring. They're saying it's so realistic, it's boring.
They're saying that on Yahoo?
Yeah, Yahoo News.
Let's have a look.
Like I said, I don't know why would they think like that. It's just like, I'm sorry, but for me, Grand Theft Auto 3 would be the best Grand Theft Auto of all time. That's just my opinion on that.
To me, Grand Theft Auto San Andreas is the best Grand Theft Auto of all time.
Yeah, that's a good one too, but I guess for me it'll just be GTA 3 as always. It just, I just can't get into the other ones.
Really?
Mm-mm. Like, I will try, when I get a chance, I will try Grand Theft Auto 5 just to see how it is. Wish it was one of the things they had people play. One of those things that people get to play for free, you know what I mean? They had a couple of Wii games, too, like the Legend of Zelda game. And there was some other game I could not even understand. I think it was Something versus 100. Something versus 100. Wait, what did you do that for?
Your thing says, I won PS4.
It's a poster.
Oh, it's a poster?
Yeah.
Yeah, finding out, like, was it, like, 20 minutes before the auction was over?
Oh,
crap. Oh, they have a thing about it.
Yeah. Just trying to find.
Wearing a thong.
Okay, it says Grand Theft Auto received universal acclaim by critics and fans. The reviews praising the game for its story, characters, presentation, and open world gameplay. According to the review aggregating websites GameRankin and Metacritic, the game received average scores of 97.26% a 97 out of 100 for a PlayStation 3.
That's actually...
Xbox 360 got 98 out of 100. IGN praised the development of the leading protagonist, says it helped pace the story better and eliminate inconsistencies she felt that the story of Grand Theft Auto 4 had. She also praised the scope of the game world and opened that open world gameplay resulted in San Andreas feeling like a living world. Within 24 hours of the release, it generated more than $800 million in world revenue, equated to nearly 30 million copies sold for Take-Two. It beat the previous first day sales record of 500 million set by Call of Duty Black Ops 2. The numbers nearly doubled analyst expectations for the titles. 3 days after the release, the game had surpassed $1 billion in sales. This broke the previous record set by Call of Duty Black Ops 2, which took 15 days to surpass the $1 billion mark in sales.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
That's crazy.
Indeed it is.
But it is like one of those games that, like, for that everybody can get into. You got kids even wanting to play this game. Which they shouldn't, but they do anyway.
They should.
You're a teenager. It's different. I mean, kids like 12 and under, which you were in that range back then.
Yes, back then.
That's all you're trying to see is that.
Yeah, because it didn't bring up much when I did it, like the search for on Yahoo. Oh, we got the tips, tricks, spoilers, and cheats.
No, some people may not know. I wonder if somebody played that game for like whole 24 hours and beat it.
Probably.
Like, I'm bored. Next.
Yeah, that hasn't got much on there. It's just saying how it's smashing all the records and stuff
sounds
right now.
Like,
yep.
I think Call of Duty Ghosts can beat that.
Let's have a look and see what they're saying about that.
Battlefield 4 is coming out. That's one game that I really want.
Ooh. Oh, that's from us.
Oh, yeah, because Eminem does have a track on there on the game.
Yeah.
It says this year's most anticipated Call of Duty Ghosts. A music icon Eminem are giving fans another reason to line up this November 5th. With Activision's new blockbuster Call of Duty and Eminem's new The Marshall Mathers LP 2 dropping on the same day this November, fans of both are in store for an incredible offer at a great price. In collaboration with GameStop, anyone who pre-orders the game at GameStop will get their copy of Call of Duty Ghost at launch, which will include a code to download the special edition of the CD.
Of the Eminem's new app? Wow.
Yeah, with exclusive bonus track at a special price of $8.99. That's not a bad deal.
That's not bad.
The energy and intensity of survival really matches Call of Duty Ghost, commented Eminem. I'm excited to continue to be a part of the franchise. This program continues the close coordination announced in August when Eminem first revealed Survival, a track from the upcoming album, released as part of the worldwide live reveal event for the multiplayer mode of developer Infinity Ward's new title. The ongoing collaboration will continue later this month with a movie music video trailer featuring Survival and Call of Duty Ghosts.
Oh,
that's pretty cool.
That is pretty cool.
It says the offer will be redeemable through Monday, November 19th and applies to only to purchasers of Call of Duty Ghosts.
I wonder, at GameStop locations. Okay, I'll select additional retailers worldwide.
That's a pretty good deal.
It is.
What else have they got to say? Watch the Call of Duty dog take down an enemy helicopter.
What?
We're loading it just to see what it says. We all love Riley, aka Colin, aka the Call of Duty dog, because grunting, slobbering canines are way more adorable than grunting, slobbering Homo sapiens. But they're also more badass. way more badass. For example, the Call of Duty dog single-handedly takes down an enemy helicopter at 1.28 for the new trailer for Call of Duty Ghosts. Okay, we're going to have to watch this. You have to bear with us if you don't hear us for a minute. In space. Some of it. Coming up. Oh, he does as well. You see him?
Yeah.
Look how real the graphics look.
Yeah. No fighting. No, but go find his PJ shirt. No.
No.
Yeah, those graphics look pretty awesome.
And the dog took down the enemy helicopter.
Yes, that's, he did.
That's cool. I like that. Very, very cool. But, yeah, they got some fall games that it seems like it's going to be doing pretty good. Get back to the gaming from the magazines.
We got to, yep.
But yeah, it's like back to that game thing. Of course, they had a thing that you can try to win the Wii U, but unfortunately,
didn't happen. Outrageous.
I guess they wouldn't let me do it because of my phone. Because it has to be a smartphone.
Do you want to just end this short? Because you're like stuck for work.
Right, because I am. Because I want to probably would. But hopefully the game next Sunday will finally call in. Seems like us, we had to do it.
Yeah, but we were late, so that's. We weren't here to remind everybody to do it, so.
Yeah, that's true.
So we'll catch everybody tomorrow night. There's going to be a special edition of WFSO Aftermath. Hopefully we'll all be in the same location, but if not, one of us is going to be at home, the other one's going to be downtown, and so it's going to be a mixture of how we get this done.
Exactly.
But we'll just play you out with a song, and we will catch you all tomorrow.
Peace out.
Everybody get up. bad bitch, she ain't bad either. So, hit me up when you pass through. I give you something big enough to tell your ass to. Swag on them even when you drag casual. I mean, it's all old time unbearable. And a 100 years not there when I pull up on that bitch, you pass me back. Nothing like your leg guy, he too square for you. He don't smack that ass and pull your hair like.